Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours,
Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Oh, Joey.
From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to Monday, March the 14th. Now, welcome to the legendary KWXY. If you're up early with me at 5 o'clock, you're listening to us on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then, at the end of that hour, it's now 6 o'clock, we play my music from my records. And then Dan McGrath takes over McGrath in the Morning, and he plays everyone else's music. until 9 o'clock. He'll get you up. You tell me you're dancing around your house. So now it's 9 o'clock. Dan McGrath is finished. Switch over to our other iVox radio station. That's KKGX Radio, where I started 26 years ago, more than a quarter of a century. 9:20 a.m. and 99.1 FM. And listen to The Joey English Show. We like to say, just so you listen somewhere. Okay, then after we're finished with all of that, Nigel posts everything on my website and on my Facebook pages. Have you got your day timer handy?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Monday, March 14th, Christopher Kennedy presents your Palm Springs Happy Hour, carefully crafted just for you and served with a side of style. Don't you love that? He's featuring outdoor kitchens and bars and dining every Friday on ChristopherKennedy.com. Association of Fundraising Professionals want you to know it's open nominations for the 16th Annual National Philanthropy Day. The nominations will close on the 31st of March. The website is ALFPCDesert.org. The Palm Springs Rotary Club presents the 10th Annual Palm Springs Chalk Festival. This is so cool, Joey Pals. It's downtown Palm Springs on Museum Way, across from the Palm Springs Art Museum, and it's chalk drawings on the pavement, March 19th and 20th. Check it all out at Rotary Club's website. And then Wink Martindale wants you to know that today, from 1 to 3 on the legendary KWXY, he's featuring his interview with Paul Anka. Okay, keep your daytimers close. And we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get, bip, 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 boy.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, it is March 14th, Restaurant of the Week. I'm at Crazy Mel's on your behalf. What a beautiful day to be sitting at Crazy Mel's, and there's Maryland forever. So we say hello to George Kessinger.
Well, hello, Joey English, and all your listeners.
My Joey pals.
Joey pals, yes, they are Joey pals. I had a friend from New Jersey, and his name was Joey Powell. No, excuse me, it was Pal Joey.
See, that was the movie.
Yes, that was the movie. And, yeah, he was a character.
I don't know what you mean by that. And in the movie, Kim Novak's name is Miss English.
Wow, what a coincidence that is. Yeah.
And in the movie, Frank Sinatra, who's dating Kim Novak, remember? He says to her, I love you, Miss English, and I've got to cut that out of the movie and put it in my show.
Well, you should use it as an opening. I love you, Miss English.
I mean, everyone would recognize Frank Sinatra's voice.
They would. Of course they would. Who wouldn't? Especially out here.
Okay. Boy, what beautiful weather. How's business? What's new? Tell me everything.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the town is crazy. A lot of conventions going on. Small ones. When I say small, 800, 1,200 people. Of course, we're walking distance, so we get all that in the afternoon. The night times have been great, as long as the weather is okay. But it still seems like there's those people that doesn't make any difference how cold it is. We're going out. We're here in Palm Springs, and we're not letting it. We can go home and sit in the cold weather. So they come out.
Cold in Palm Springs has an entirely different meaning than cold in Montana.
That's funny. A man had just said that to me. He says, Your cold is probably our summer. Yes.
Exactly. I've had people, I think I told you, from Dubai in my Airbnb and all every cold, everything in the east, all coming here.
No, no, it's the weather is like phenomenal. I know we have our little ups and downs, but overall, perfect.
What are you serving the most of now?
This time of year, I probably sell about 2 gallons of tomato soup a day.
What?
Sandwiches.
Yep. Yeah. Soup, grilled cheese, and soup. That is like big right now. And, you know, I'm from back east. You know, we dipped our grilled cheese in our tomato soup. So.
And we put Parmesan cheese on top of our tomato soup and still dipped. And,
right, yes, you can do that. And cheddar, Parmesan, everything. Yeah.
Now, see, I would never have guessed that. Tomato soup and dip your grilled cheese.
Well, we have, you know, we have like 5 different choices of grilled cheese.
Run them by me.
Okay, we have the buffalo, which is hot. We have the pulled pork. We have the California. We have the classic. Grilled cheese, and then I have one more. And, oh my gosh, you got me on it. Let me think. Oh, the Italian. I said that. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They sound wonderful.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're most of them on sourdough bread. Real popular with the sourdough bread, and it on the flat grill. For some reason, it just comes out perfect on over white bread. You know, white bread will burn. Sourdough seems to get crispy, and I have no idea why, I guess.
But I've never, so that's the winter version. Of course, I like soups. I like hot soups in the winter in Palm Springs, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, ours is a tomato basil, so it gives you a little extra to the soup.
You made that all up, all those different grilled cheeses, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there they are. Classic, California, Italian, buffalo, and pulled pork. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There they are. Well, you called them all. So how much is soup in a sandwich?
Soup in a sandwich with the is under $12.
Fantastic.
It's large. It's a lot. We're not cheaters here. We give you what you pay for and more.
The thing I tell everybody, first of all, I always like to say, this is not hamburger. It's brisket and chuck and rib meat. But what was I going to say? I forgot my thought. Go ahead. You talk.
Well, I'll talk. Okay. Well, besides the food, hamburgers are, you know, it's an old-fashioned way of making a hamburger. I don't make it fancy. I'm not this gourmet hamburger, but I am the old-fashioned hamburger. And many people say, oh, my God, this reminds me of one I used to have. And they really do. They say that to me all the time. And we've been here going on 4.5 years now, and they still compliment us on our burgers.
I thought of what it was. I tell everybody about the sweet potato French fries.
Oh, my gosh. The sweet potato. I probably sell what I sell in French fries, I sell half of it in sweet potato fries. Unbelievable. And we serve it with ranch dressing, and it's great to dip in ranch dressing and sweet potato fries.
I'm salivating.
You know, and come to our fries and sweet potatoes. We cook every order. Custom, right then. We do not make a batch of them and then dip in. Cook to order is what we do.
French fries as well?
French fries as well. We don't, if we get an order, we call it out, give me a side of French fries, and that's that. And it's there. It's not sitting there for 10 minutes or something waiting. So, yeah.
But George, we're talking with George Kessinger, Joey Pals. You love the voices of Paris and George Kessinger. We're coming up on your wedding anniversary.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Who? Are you going to be open? Are we going to do something special? We're going to have corned beef? What are we going
to
do?
We have to be open. I think it's, I usually have a corned beef sandwich, but I think it's Thursday, isn't it? It's a Thursday, yeah. It's a Thursday, so.
This is Monday the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th is Thursday.
This will probably be in the last 3 years the norm St. Patrick's Day. Don't have to wear a mask if you don't want. No cars. You can come in. Everything can be back to normal when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, because it was St. Patrick's Day at 5 o'clock when the state of California shut us all down, except for us. We stayed open, but it was all carry out.
But exactly, because you were the only restaurant that was ready to go for the shutdown.
Correct. We were ready to go, and we moved all our tables back, and you walked up to our window, ordered. We had everything ready to go. And
what year was the wedding on the top of Alibi Azul?
Oh gosh, Joey.
Was it 10 years ago?
8 years ago.
Are you sure?
No, it'll be, I think it'll be nine. This 17th will be 9 years. So, yeah, 9 years ago. On the rooftop of the Azul the restaurant.
It was so lovely. I got to give both the guys away.
I said, please, take them.
Take them. That was a wonderful day. I can still see it. Yeah. And all the family, Paris's family was there. And
everybody was there. His grandmother, my sister flew from Florida to come out. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun day, perfect weather. Mountains were the backdrop, so.
I remember the food because it was all corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage, correct. Everybody was, Paris and I both wore green.
Yes.
So that was cool. It was cool. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Happy anniversary, my dear friend. And look at what has happened to the town. I mean, in the 9 years since then, or the 4 years since you opened Crazy Mel's, we've been through the pandemic. We're coming out of the pandemic. You persevered. You're right downtown. Marilyn came back. What do you think of when you think of 4 years?
A book. I have some stories. Stories that would probably get me in trouble with the city if I would tell them.
Think of the parades we've had, that you've built the stands, and we've had the Christmas or the Festival of Lights parade and the gay parade and the Veterans Day parade, Gypsy being here, signing all the movie stars that have come through. Think of the things you've done.
Yeah, you know, I feel very lucky being on Palm Canyon. I did 8 stars up at Azul. There's 8 stars up there that I've helped contribute to. All the parades that we did, the crowds that would make a point to come and be close to us because we had music, we had MC. It was a party amongst a party that was happening. We were a small party within a big party. And it was crazy. It was just everyone. And even down here, when you're in the middle of them, and Joey, she just goes out in the street and like she's a policeman. But the police don't pay any attention to her. She's got a microphone, you know, so they... So you got to be careful.
Aren't they wonderful? I mean, our community. When you were kidding about it, Joey Pals. But when we talk about the police, we have people who come to Crazy Mel's year after year just to sit near Crazy Mel's for the parades.
Yeah, and you know, we have our DJ, the music out there, and one of my favorites is probably the Veterans Day Parade.
Mine too.
That's number one. That is just with the music and the planes and the kids, and everybody's just in a great mood. So it's great, yeah.
No matter what we're through as a community. Oh, I'm going to cry. No matter what we go through as a community, Veterans Day always brings us back to square one.
Everybody, yes, that is so true. It's just all of a sudden you just forget everything, and it's just about the individuals that you're around, and it's great.
Okay, gosh, I love visiting with you. We're out of time. Where are you? What's the phone number? What days are you open?
I'll tell you, we're open every day but Tuesday. And I'm here, so if you want to stop by and say hello, because I'm doing maintenance on Tuesday. Our phone number is 656-7563.
Great place to grab and go, Joey Pals. Call and then come pick it up. And it's a beautiful place to bring your family, bring your dogs, sit, enjoy the passing parade. Bless your heart, George.
Yes. Well, thank you, Joey. And I'm glad you're around a lot. She's here. So if you ever want to see Joey someplace else, you can always come here. And do not forget, tonight is daylight savings.
Oh,
at 2 o'clock, it will be 3 o'clock Sunday morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, that happened yesterday. This is Monday, so Now everything's all screwed up, and I have to go around and fix all the microwaves.
Yes, everybody's got to fix their clocks. I don't pay any attention to it. You know, I just let it go, and then, you know. But
okay, will you go make me an order of chicken wings?
I will do that with no sauce. She likes them plain, you know.
Bless your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, George Kessinger from Crazy Mel's. Thanks, dear.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, Joey Pals, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.